This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, September 29th. God's word to you today is secure indeed. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 62, verses 1 and 2 from the Message translation, and it says, God, the one and only, I'll wait as long as he says. Everything I need comes from him, so why not? He's solid rock under my feet, breathing room for my soul, an impregnable castle. I'm set for life. Imagine this. A child is jolted from deep sleep by the sound of thunder, and the first thing he sees is lightning flashing through the window blinds. The lights are off because the storm has caused a power outage. The generator is not on because his parents are sleeping. That child is going to run to his parents' room and crawl up between them. Even though he was unable to sleep in his room, as soon as he crawls between his mom and dad, he is going to fall asleep. The thunder is still blaring, the lightning is still flashing amidst the heavy downpour, and the power has not been restored yet. But the boy would sleep soundly because dad is there. Unknown to him, dad too may be afraid of the stormy nights. Just like that little boy, you should have no fears because the shepherd of your soul is near. When the shepherd is near, the sheep is at peace and unafraid. The sheep, even while in the valley of the shadow of death, with lightning and thunder blaring, can put its head on the shepherd and sleep. In spite of the valley situations in life, you and I can put our heads on Jesus' bosom and sleep off like a baby. Our security comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth, not from external factors. That is why Jesus said to the disciples in the storm, "Where is your faith? How can Jesus be in your ship and you think it is going to capsize?" What should have happened when they noticed that Jesus was at the basement with a pillow sleeping? The Bible mentions the pillow for a reason. Anyone that carries a pillow and puts it on his head wants to sleep. Jesus did not just fall asleep by chance. He carried a pillow and went to sleep. Guess what God expects us to do? I see Jesus sleeping in the midst of the storm. Just take your own pillow and snuggle up beside him. When Jesus wakes up, he should see all the disciples around him sleeping like babies. What do you think would have happened if that was the case? Do you think the ship would capsize? The ship cannot capsize because the one that made the storms, the wind, and the waves is in that ship. This is why the disciples exclaimed, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the storms hear his voice and obey." It is because Jesus created the heavens and the earth. So if Jesus is in your ship, you do not need to be afraid. If God is your shepherd, you should fear no evil. When you realize that God is all that you have, then you will discover that God is all that you need. Let us pray. Jesus, this I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. You are my God, and I trust you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's prayer was based on Psalm 91, verse 2.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.